Is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Friday morning to you. It is the fifth day of March 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. You can get involved in the show. Plenty of ways to do so. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. If you miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us individually on Twitter. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. Danica Halen is at Dan in the studio. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are you on this Friday? We're almost here. Weekend is almost here.
Yeah, gosh, I don't know. I was just running through the music earlier, and I remember we played like Maniac and Manic Monday on Monday. That seems like that was 3 weeks ago for some reason.
It really does.
It wasn't even a long week. All I did was I worked one night, and it was a 7 o'clock puck drop yesterday, and I just, for some reason, it just seems like this week has been 10 days long.
I'm all right. I'm only concerning myself with one thing today. It's my wife's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, wifey.
So, yeah, that's the only thing I feel like I need to talk about today and will only listen and respond to, because that's the only thing that's important really going on today.
It's the only thing that matters in your life.
Right.
None of this other mess matters. Ain't affecting your day-to-day.
Right. In all seriousness, though, yeah, that was kind of expected. At least that was. I wasn't really expecting anything different last night. I think I kind of alluded to that throughout the week.
Yeah, the interesting thing about it is that I was never comfortable throughout the game until it was like 15 points.
Until it was a 23-point game or whatever it was.
Well, I understand that because
we were up 11, and it felt like we were down 4, and I'm like, yo, our offense still doesn't look good.
Well, that, like, the officials were just bad in the first half.
Oh, my God. They're so bad.
And so I understood, like, because I was texting one of my buddies, a Michigan fan. I was just like, this is just terrible. And even Izzo said something in postgame. I'm sure Howard has said stuff. I didn't listen to his postgame. Granted, it's probably not going to be a focal point, but I'm sure that first half, it's just like, come on, what are we doing here? Like every 6 seconds there's a call. Most of them are just, they just weren't fouls. Like, you have the and one that Rocket Watts got where Shaundy Brown just follows him, goes up straight, calls a foul. Then on the next end, they get Dickinson with an and one on Kithier. There's nothing there. And then they swallowed their whistles after Michigan went on the run in the second half until it started getting chippy. It just seemed like
And even then, I mean, it was, there was one little questionable, I think it was Shaundy
and Langford were pushing each other, and they caught Shaundy on the second shove.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I understood at that point, because it's like, all right, it's 20 points. We don't want to have this game get ugly. But it just, yeah, like when you want to call a tight game, then all of a sudden you don't start calling stuff. It's like, okay, what's your job here then?
think they were just trying to get us out of there as quickly as possible after the first half, because we had, I mean, we had all kinds of stuff after the game. I mean, we had senior day, we had net cutting celebration, we had confetti. I mean, we had, I mean, I was there for a minute last night, and it was a, geez, late one getting home, that's for sure. But well worth it, well worth it. And actually, a buddy of mine had texted me after the game and was just asking me, you know, a couple of random questions. And I think that I think I'm going to write about for the website, because he just wanted to know, basically, you know, through my eyes, what it's like to, like, kind of have access into, kind of, you know, to be able to work some of these games. And I thought, you know, that's kind of an interesting, you know, angle or take on it. So maybe I'll sit down and do that this weekend a little bit and see what I come up with as far as, you know, just being able to be in the building. You know, last night it was kind of tight. It felt kind of tight for a while, and it played like a very tight basketball game. But Michigan, you know, obviously coming out ahead of things with a pretty convincing 69-50 win. And the game was even further apart than that, but it was time to make sure that all the seniors got an opportunity to play. And 9 seniors this year, 9 on the roster. Did you know that? Did you know there were 9?
Yes, only because of an email I got earlier in the week.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I knew there's, but still, that's a lot.
Oh, it was a lot. A lot.
Because you have, because I can only name 4, I think. Between Davis, Liver, Shondy, and Smith.
Yeah, so you had Shondy and Smith, and you had Jaron Falls, you had Luke Wilson, CJ Baird, Rico Harrison. Right? Who else?
Or Owen's Isaiah, brother.
Isaiah, Eli Brooks.
Oh, okay, I forgot about Brooks.
Yeah, it was. There were 9 of them, and it was a lot. But you know what? It was a special moment. We did, you know, a video message from Coach Howard, and then we had a message from their parents as well, and the confetti, and just all.
John Beilein was in the building as well.
John Beilein was in the building for it, and a very very special night for Juwan Howard in year number 2, already won the Big Ten championship. In year number 2. So
must be nice when a coach comes in and meets and exceeds expectations and comes home with hardware.
Lots of positive things over there at Chrysler Center. A couple feet away in another building, another facility. It hasn't quite been that story.
See if the Michigan faithful, and it's not necessarily the fans, show more respect to that program. Because it seems when Beilein was there, it was always took second at the school.
And because of viewership and popularity, it will probably always remain second.
Yeah,
but
results, you know, matter.
Absolutely, they do. And it's you know, it'd be really nice to be really good at both. So you know, no pressure. But if Jim Harbaugh wins the Big Ten championship this year in football, I'd be interested to know how many times that's happened in the same year. Also last night, the New York Knicks beating the Detroit Pistons by 10, 114-104. Carolina Hurricanes topped the Detroit Red Wings 5-2. Tigers were a winner in their spring training game in 7 innings, 8-2 over the Toronto Blue Jays. And of course, as we mentioned, Michigan, number 2 in the country, beating Michigan State 69-50. Plenty more reaction to that game coming up tonight. We'll get a little action. Toledo's already clinched the number 1 overall seed in the Mid-American Conference Tournament. I believe that because of a loss that took place, even though they lost to Central and blew a 17-point lead in the second half or something crazy like that to the Central Michigan Chippewas, because somebody else lost, they still win the Mid-American Conference regular season. They play tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN3. And then there's a game I think that we're all going to watch, and that's tomorrow at 4 o'clock on ESPN, and that's number 4 Illinois traveling to number 7 Ohio State. Boy, am I anxious to see how Ohio State tries to handle that buzzsaw that's coming to town, Illinois. Will Ayo Dosunmu play? If he does play, how will that team look? Is that team better without him? A lot of questions there. And then, of course, we have the Manchester Derby, if you are interested in that as well. between Manchester City and Manchester United Sunday at 11:30 a.m. before we tip things off for round two between Michigan and Michigan State later on that afternoon. Those are some of your headlines. We'll step aside. We'll be back. More Michigan-Michigan State next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 wager on Israel Adesanya to win against Jan Blachowicz in their fight on March 6th. This is going to be awesome. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Get ready to start betting with confidence and turning knockouts into payouts. Sign up today and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if Adesanya beats Blachowicz. Come on, you don't want to miss this grudge match. And BetMGM makes it even that much more thrilling. Get in the ring with the king and enjoy fight night more than ever before. It's always showtime at BetMGM. New customer offer. Paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
From planting a simple seed to managing a global food supply, growing, processing, and distributing food is the backbone of America. You deal with food safety and labor issues, cost control, and not to mention Mother Nature. But do you have time to explore research development and biotechnical tax credits? Properly administer payroll for temporary employees? Ensure that you're operating at your most profitable? That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is America's food supply, our business is helping you run your business better. We'll assist with tax credits, assess your processes and controls, and so much more. And while we may not be able to help you plant your crops, we can help you realize a rich financial harvest. From the family farm to worldwide distribution of all the things you grow, grow your business better. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online. BeanGarter.com. Bean Garter.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker. Plenty of ways to get in contact with the show. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. You can call us on the Auto Valley guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Or you can text us the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21000. Michigan, Michigan State last night. No, I do not believe that the Draymond Green video fired everybody up, but I could see the
why
team,
not?
I mean, I could see the.
Oh, you think they're lying?
I could see the team using it, but it's an old video. It's not like it's something that happened.
Okay, but like
today.
Mike Smith. I mean, he's talking about. He's like, I wasn't around, and then I see this video, and of course, yeah, it inspired me.
And you're like, okay, like who is it? Who is this guy chirping right now? Who's this guy? Talking this smack.
I mean, you're the head coach. Is the
NBA champion.
Future Hall of Famer, according to Juwan Howard.
Professional nut kicker.
Professional nut kicker. All right, let's get into that. Let's get into that ball
game. Sorry, nutcracker. That's what I meant to say.
That's okay. It happens. Michigan versus Michigan State. Michigan needed it to clinch the Big Ten championship, in which they did. 69-50 was your final score, although it was a little bit closer in the first half and not nearly as close in the second half. Tom Izzo is hilarious. He said some things. I was trying to type and talk at the same time last night. I just couldn't keep up. He had said something to Aaron Henry where, I put this on Twitter. I hope I get this right now. Maybe I should go back and look at it just to kind of, jog my memory. But he pulls Henry from the game. Henry comes over, and Izzo puts his arm around him, right? And they're having a very heated discussion here. And he says something along the lines of, to Aaron Henry, Tom Izzo does, everything I tell you, And then I don't know if for sure if he said everything I tell you, I need you to do something along those lines. Like I couldn't really hear, so I put inaudible. And then he said, whenever you do it your way, it sucks. And it was hilarious because Henry like tried to turn and walk away, and Izzo still had his arm wrapped around Henry's waist. And Tom Izzo gave him this look, and then Henry immediately apologized. And I was like, oh, man, this is what an incredible dynamic over here. You know, between this coach and these players, boy, he was animated. He had his hands on his head. He was high stepping up and down the sidelines. Really enjoyable to watch. One of my favorites to listen to and to watch throughout the course of a game. But they had good reason. Both he and Juwan had very good reason to be upset with the way that the game was called last night from the officials. It was 20 fouls on Michigan. It was 16 fouls on Ohio State. And it was way too many.
Michigan State, wrong rival.
What happened?
You said Ohio State.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. Like I said, I'm exhausted.
Michigan State's
right now.
The rival you can beat in big games.
Oh well, we already beat Ohio State at their place by 5, so let's not go there. There are other rivals we can beat. We handle that business. We're a basketball school. That's all I care about, basketball and maybe lacrosse. 20 fouls against Michigan, 16 against Michigan State. It was atrocious. It was atrocious from an officiating standpoint. You know, we had our reviews. We had our flagrant ones for hook and holds. We had, you know, our flagrant ones for intentional elbows, which intentional elbows. That's what it is. Intentional. When you intentionally throw your elbow, I give you an intentional elbow.
I mean, just got to keep up that average of one broken nose a game.
There it is.
I mean, that's all it was. And yeah, the State fans were complaining about it. I get why they called it a flagrant. Like,
it looked obvious on the screen, but then I looked on Twitter and said, oh, this isn't going well.
It's like, is it inadvertent? Sure. It's still an elbow to the face. When you slow it down, it looks a lot worse.
You know, it's like Franz in the Illinois game. Franz was reaching for the ball, tried to poke his arm across. He missed. He caught the head and neck area.
Right, it happens.
Of the guy. Yeah, and that's what it is. Like, that's the rule. So, I mean, what are we arguing about, you know?
It's like every shooter, when they go up, they're going to try to clear space with that elbow on their offhand. Just Franz's face got in the way.
Ooh, I don't know about that description.
You're going for the chest. It's not his chest. It was his face.
I mean, it just looked a little non-footballish. No, a little egregious.
Yeah, okay.
I look back at the replay, and I'm...
Yeah, slow down when you can make your own opinions about something.
Like I said about Franz, like I have no problem. Franz, I know what Franz's intention was. It was to go for the ball. He happened to almost clothesline somebody and take their head off in the Illinois game, so they gave him an F1. Okay. All right, no beef about that. Keep it moving. Next play. Here it's like,
well, there in Henry, though, it's an intentional hit to the elbow. Oh, my God, can't believe it happened. How dare him.
I could totally believe that it happened, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it happened, so of course I can believe that it happened. I watched it. You saw it.
Yeah,
saw
now, but now you're trying to assume the intent of it.
That's what they called. They called an intentional. That was the signal Bo gave to the table, intentional. F1, elbow to the face.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Is there an elbow to the face signal?
No, it's just we said elbow to the face. It's like when they do the old hook and hold. You know, because that's a flagrant one now. There's all kinds of stuff. And I don't, like I always say, like I don't need the league, you know, basketball to be Bill Laimbeer.
A hook and hold is a
flagrant foul.
Yeah, and those
bunch
those
of softies are out there.
Those are terrible because like the defender can easily manipulate that to where the offensive guy can inadvertently have a hook and hold.
Yeah, it's a it's reviewable, and boy, did they review. I think we can agree whether you know, he intentionally threw that elbow or not. I think we can agree that the officiating last night was not great. Barlow and I are going to have a discussion about that because that
Big Ten refs, they're the best in the game.
They were they were bad last night, and you got to remember where he's coming from. It's worse, so his league is a lot worse. You know, where you can't even look at somebody wrong and it's a foul, and you got everybody's crying about freedom of movement and everything else. But last night's game, not necessarily the best display. You had Hunter Dickinson going for 14-10 in the ball game. Franz Wagner had 19-6. It was a pretty good outing for him. Mike Smith got some things going, was aggressive shooting the ball early for Michigan, which was a positive. Brandon Johns Jr. checked in and got some nice minutes in limited playing time. Sean D. Brown fouled out in 12 minutes. That was really something. But overall, Isaiah Livers with 9, Eli Brooks with 9, Mike Smith with 9, and then Franz and Hunter with 14 and 19 apiece. Like, pretty, it's still very nerve-wracking. And the reason I say that is because, you know, even at half when Michigan was up 11, I just could not get over the Illinois game. And I know that that was one game, and, you know, maybe it was the fact that, hey, they said Io wasn't going to be available for Illinois, and maybe Michigan just was like, oh, okay, we're fine. They took their foot off the gas mentally. They weren't mentally checked in and prepared. But at early stages of this game, man, I was not okay at all. Very nervous about what the outcome would be. And Michigan State, I feel like a lot of their struggles that they've had throughout the season, sans officiating, were really on display against them last night. You know, trouble at the point guard. Rocket Watts had a pretty decent game. I mean, it was decent. It wasn't anything to write home about, but it's not like he was terrible. You know, it was just kind of like,
was,
he's here.
Right.
Josh Langford couldn't buy a bucket. Aaron Henry, how about the two dunks Aaron Henry had? Oh, that first left-handed one. Oh, I looked at that. I was like, that's exactly what I did. Oh.
The worst thing about that dunk, though, is that Dick Vitale was on the call, and he was just all over the place last night. Like, we could, like, you didn't know if Henry made the dunk because, like, it was so quick that it, and Dick Vitale was just talking about everything. He goes, oh, and Henry dunked it. It's like,
you know, if they would focus on calling the game instead of trying to do, like, talk radio throughout the course of a broadcast, you would be able to have a reaction and a call to that game.
So, like, yeah, Vitale was just off his rocker last night. He was just all over the place. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
So, I mean, it's fine. Like, I get it when it's to the point where it's the 30-point difference. Then you have to make it talk radio because the game's awful.
Right.
But, like, when it's first half and it's, like, a 7-point game, like, it's still a game right now, guys.
No, I hear you.
Let's focus on it.
Yeah, just give me the game. By the way, did they have a full house last night for Texas Tech's game? My goodness, there's a lot of people there.
100% open.
Wow, love it. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros. Mike O'Hara of DetroitLions.com joins us next here on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
What's on your list this week at Meijer? Save on the things you need and more with great deals and low prices, like red seedless grapes, 99 cents per pound. 80% lean ground beef, ground fresh in-store daily, just $1.99 per pound. Gain liquid laundry detergent is only $3.99 with M-Perks. Plus, get 30% off select apparel for the family. Save big on the essentials now through Saturday at Meijer. Why pay more? Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.